My dear siblings in Christ, grace and peace are yours this day from God who creates us, who redeems us, and who breathes life in and among us. Amen. My good friend Ingrid Rasmussen serves as lead pastor at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in South Minneapolis. Many of you may know her. She's a former ministry partner of Spirit of Joy. Last year, while I was preparing my Holy Trinity Sunday sermon, I texted Ingrid and asked her if she and her community have a big party on their namesake Sunday, and she confirmed that indeed they do celebrate. Well, this year's Holy Trinity Sunday has a strikingly different tone for Pastor Ingrid and her congregation. The building and grounds of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, along with its partner affordable housing units, are located just off of Lake Street and Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, two blocks from the 3rd Precinct of the Minneapolis Police Department. So it was Holy Trinity's own beloved neighborhood that was the original site of the protests over the suffocation and death of George Floyd, an unarmed and handcuffed black man who was killed by a former Minneapolis police officer on Memorial Day, now former officer. Those protests have now spread all over the world, and they began in Holy Trinity's own backyard. During the first night of protesting, the Holy Trinity Church building became a medic station for persons who were injured by tear gas and rubber bullets. The story, as I heard it, was that someone desperately asked someone from the church if they would open its doors to help its neighbors. And without the luxury of much time for formal committee discernment, the church said yes. As Pastor Ingrid herself wrote with her usual eloquence, "There's a time for intentional discernment about new ministry endeavors." I'm paraphrasing her. "There is a time for discernment, but this was not one of those times. Because sometimes your neighbors cry out for help, and you need to just say yes." The morning after what I believe was the second night of protesting, Pastor Ingrid did a Facebook Live tour of the neighborhood. You're seeing a bit of it now. The video now has more than 220,000 views. Pastor Ingrid and her pastoral colleague, Angela Cobb, have been interviewed by Christian Century, the New York Times, and surely countless other news outlets. Given their unique vantage point near the epicenter of today's widespread reckoning with racial injustice and with the pandemic of police brutality against people of color in the United States, their perspective is sought out frequently. Current images of Holy Trinity's building and grounds are haunting, to say the least. The images are both heartbreaking and beautiful. They're signs of both deconstruction and reconstruction. And here we are, Holy Trinity Sunday 2020. In general, many preachers claim this Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, to be their least favorite day to preach of the whole year, because it's no small task to tackle the doctrine of the holy mystery in a way that is not either painfully boring or accidentally heretical, or both. For myself, it's safe to say the fateful year of heresy bingo on my Holy Trinity Sunday sermon was probably not my best work, and I'm very glad that one wasn't on YouTube. In the world of attempts to explain the triune God, metaphors abound. Of course, the metaphor we use most often is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Another common one is Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Further down the common usage train is a water metaphor, that the three persons of the Trinity are like different forms of water, ice, water, and vapor. And the great 21st century theologian Google Images also mentions the metaphor of an egg, the shell, the yolk, and the egg whites. I'm really sure not sure what's going on with that one. And any metaphor, of course, is just that. It's a metaphor, an image to help us get at the nature of the thing it is describing. A metaphor can never be the thing itself, nor should it be. At its heart, any metaphor of the Holy Trinity must be about the relational nature of our triune God. God is relationship within God's own self, as in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God is in inextricable relationship with God's creation, with the world. God creates the world as God the Creator, or God the Divine Parent. God redeems and saves the world as God made flesh in Jesus Christ. And God lives and breathes among us as the Holy Breath, the Holy Spirit, which is, of course, our namesake member of the Trinity here at Spirit of Joy. This year, the image that lingers most with me, perhaps a new metaphor for the Holy Trinity, if you will, is named after the Holy Trinity herself. That is the building and community of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. As with all metaphors, it falls short. And as with all metaphors, some aspects of it might help us catch a glimpse of the thing itself. Holy Trinity, the triune God, and her namesake congregation are fundamentally about relationships. Relationships within their own selves and relationships with the world. Holy Trinity, the triune God, and her namesake congregation are inextricably embedded in the neighborhood and the world they love, for better or for worse. When the neighborhood weeps, they weep. When the neighborhood celebrates, they celebrate. When their neighbors are hungry, they feed them. When their neighbors cry out for justice, they cry too. When their neighbors knock on their door, they open it. They let the neighborhood in to the very core of their selves. Their whole identities, their past, their present, and their future are wrapped up in the care and the well-being of their neighborhood. Pastor Angela of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church said this in an article recently published in the Christian Century. Our church has such deep roots in this community and such a reputation for justice work. Our block is practically decimated, but the church is largely untouched, and the affordable housing is also untouched. That's a real testimony to our commitment to being the church in the neighborhood. End quote. Last Sunday, which was Pentecost Sunday, the cantor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church posted these words on Facebook, quote, "We had plans for another video worship service this week, but as the days unfolded, it became clear that everyone's energy was needed in the community, and our worship became the daily work of the congregation." He continues, "We typically have 200 to 250 people worship with us on a Sunday morning, but this past week it's been somewhere closer to 10,000. Our communion became our ordinary round tables spread out on the lawn where thousands of neighbors brought their offerings of food, water, diapers, and tools, and thousands more came to take what they needed. Our hymns became the shouts of the protesters. Our healing stations became those providing medical relief. Our sharing of peace became listening to the needs of anyone who found their way to our sanctuary. It's not the worship we had planned, but the church's witness and work became the worship that we needed." End quote. Holy Trinity is a community not apart from the neighborhood, not unaffected by it, but deeply embedded in it, for better and for worse, through its ups and its downs. So it is Holy Trinity Sunday, 2020. Today, more than ever, may we be reminded that the triune God is also deeply embedded in us, God's own people, and in our world, for better or for worse, through our ups and our downs. Though every metaphor for the triune God will always ultimately fall short of the holy mystery, we can know this. Our God is a God of relationships, within God's own self and within and for the sake of the world God loves. It is this God who names us after God's own self in our baptism, that promise that once and for all we are beloved by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In our baptism, God invites us into the life of God's own self, a life of love and being loved for the sake of the world, for better and for worse, through the world's ups and the world's downs. Thanks be to God. Amen.